Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
A very interesting story. It's all coming up after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. President Obama moments ago taking questions from reporters at the G7 summit in Japan, asked why he's attending the atomic bombing site in Hiroshima. He says it's not just a reminder about the toll of World War II.
I do think that part of the reason I'm going is because I want to once again underscore the very real risks that are out there and the sense of urgency that we all should have.
Also asked how he responds when world leaders ask him about the current presidential elections. Trump says they are rattled. President Obama says they are rattled by Donald Trump. Obama saying Trump displays ignorance and a cavalier attitude. Following the highly critical Inspector General's report on her use of a private email server, Hillary Clinton says there's nothing new in there.
There may be reports that come out, but nothing has changed. It's the same story. Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented.
Well, there was one big difference, says correspondent Evan Perez.
Colin Powell also used a private email, but the report says that that's before the State Department changed its email rule. It's essentially what he was doing was permitted at the time that he was in office.
Trump rallying in California Wednesday night calls it very bad news for Clinton. And following his rallies, Trump made an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, where Kimmel allowed Bernie Sanders to submit a question. Sanders inviting Trump to a debate between the two.
We would have such high ratings, and I think I should take that money and give it to some worthy charity. Okay?
So if it was done for charity, you would agree to do that.
If you paid a nice sum toward a charity, I would love to do that.
Sanders on Twitter says, game on. We've been telling you about a proposal to add cameras to the inside and outside of school buses in Montgomery County. Tonight, the school board votes on it.
On an average school day in Montgomery County,
it's estimated that MCPS buses are passed between 8 and 1,200 times.
And that's why School District Transportation Director Todd Watkins says there's been talk about increasing the number of cameras on buses.
Force Multiplier outfits the entire fleet of buses in a district. They provide live and recorded inside and outside video cameras on every bus.
And there would be no additional cost to taxpayers. It's funded by those drivers who violate the law. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council today also looking to give its final approval to the fiscal 2017 budget, including an 8.7% property tax hike. County Executive Ike Leggett speaking with MyMC Media says the council went further than he was anticipating.
We would have to get lucky next year to have an increase, a booming economy, no snow, and therefore would not have to pay for snow removal and all those kinds of things to come anywhere near covering the additional costs that have been added to the budget in the last couple of years.
As they're still in line for budget cuts next year regardless. Officials in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have agreed to framework legislation that creates a new safety oversight commission for Metro. The D.C. Council and the two General Assemblies still have to pass identical legislation once everyone's back in session. The Federal Transit Administration has been overseeing safety efforts since the Tri-State Oversight Committee was taken off the job, but the FTA intends to do it only temporarily. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17:851. NASDAQ at 48.94. Sports, the Cardinals visit Nats Park tonight after the Nats dropped the rubber game yesterday to the Mets. O's lost in Houston. NBA playoffs, Cavs win over Toronto, taking a 3-2 series lead. And NHL playoffs, the San Jose Sharks advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Wilson with something we can all believe in, and that's saving money. Right now, if you call Thompson Creek Window Company, you can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save money. Plus, if you set an appointment for this Memorial Day weekend, that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you'll save with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs replacement windows just for your home and our unique climate. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to get Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. It's so big, they won't even let me tell you all the details here on the air. But remember, you need to make an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Hurry, these holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to make your appointment for this weekend. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Urbana. Let's begin with you on Route 80 west of 270 at Park Mills Road. They have that shut down right now. Accident involves an overturned. Again, on Route 80 at Park Mills Road west of 270. For 270, the commute, it's just been about the volume as we head through Urbana and down through to Hyattstown. Travel lanes on 270 reported to be open. Nothing to report on the beltways, Maryland, Virginia. 66, heavy volume in Manassas towards Centerville. Had the broken down eastbound near 50 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. That had been moved to the shoulder. Now for 95, once you get through Aquia, you hit that delay again into Woodbridge, briefly in Lorton. Here we go across the 14th Street Bridge, starting to see some of those delays form. Quiet across the 11th Street Bridge and good in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A kind of a gray sky today. We'll have some sunshine, but clouds will be on the increase, and we may pop a shower, maybe a thunder shower this afternoon. Rain will not be widespread. 88, chance of showers, thunder showers early tonight, then partial clouds and warm overnight, 67. An isolated afternoon storm tomorrow with a high near 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Herndon, 55 in Beltsville, 64 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe doing an about-face on the Chinese businessman at the center of an FBI investigation. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, we'll be joined by legal analyst Ken Klukowski. At 7:05, Tom Fitton for Judicial Watch. Hey, he has more than a few things to say about the Inspector General's report yesterday on Hillary's private email server. And by the way, there are new developments with Cheryl Mills' deposition that she's about to give to Judicial Watch. He'll bring it all into focus for us at 7:05. 7:35, Stuart Varney with the Fox Business Network. And then at 8:35, it is Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's as if every day we've got another story about some sort of commencement situation, and this one comes out of Orange County, California, my old stomping grounds there, Cal State Fullerton.
Yep.
Go Titans. They're the Titans, those Cal State Fullerton Titans. They were graduating and got a commencement address from an anchor at Univision. Her name is Maria Elena Salinas. And, well, it started out as your typical commencement address.
Mm-hmm. California, like Dr. Garcia said, is my home state. This is where I was born, where I grew up, where I have my childhood memories, where I began my career, where I was formed as a woman, and most importantly, as a Latina. I'm invited back here by President Garcia because she believes that my life...
More importantly, as a Latina. But yeah. Think about all of that. She just said where she was formed as a person, as a woman, as a woman, as a Californian, and I was born here. But most importantly, as a Latina. And well, you can sort of see where things are going. Now, I just want you to know, Cal State Fullerton boasts that they have a 40% Hispanic population.
Okay.
All right. 40%. And she, which by the way means 60% is non-Latina.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is also an English language university. So even those 40% who just graduated from college to get their higher education,
okay,
one must presume that they're pretty proficient in English if they've gotten a college degree at an English language university.
Fair enough.
Here goes Maria.
If you allow me for just, bear with me for just a couple of minutes, I'm going to address some of the parents here in Spanish. Quisiera pronunciar unas palabras en español para los padres de familia hispanos. No porque.
And then she spends a couple of minutes talking exclusively in Spanish, she said, to some of the parents. Well, clearly it was just some of the parents because the majority of the parents couldn't understand a word she was saying.
Right.
Neither could the majority of the graduates who were there to get their diploma.
Right.
And so they started booing her. They were not happy with that. And then it got worse. Now you just heard the audio directly from the microphone, the broadcast microphone,
right?
So you couldn't really hear the crowd noises very much. Here is a part of the speech taken from out in the audience with a microphone where you can hear the crowd as well. Because she's speaking to journalism students. And according to the reporter at Orange County Weekly, she offered advice to journalism students to use the tools of media to rebut political figures such as Donald Trump. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
You've graduated from journalism school, so now it's time to use those tools to go after Trump.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's, by the way, a little smoking gun that goes well beyond the Hispanic aspect of this.
Oh, my gosh.
So now listen to this.
That now they're even blaming us, the media, for creating Donald Trump. Imagine that.
See, now you can hear the crowd.
I don't know who did it, but they're to blame. So I just want to close with telling you that I am in awe of you and that I admire all of you and that if
hear
you
them shouting.
Say a few words in Spanish. Estoy muy orgullosa de todos ustedes. Yo sé que muchos de ustedes están
See, they keep shouting. They're shouting, get off the stage, according to the reports there. They're calling her all these things. And by the way, and then she finishes this up.
Estudiantes y en esta juventud, yo soy muy orgulloso de ustedes. Yes, also expressed to English because one of the things that makes me lucky and that makes many of you lucky is speaking two languages. Isn't it wonderful to be able to be bilingual and bicultural?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it wonderful to be bilingual? Well, not everybody in that crowd is bilingual. So in an attempt to be inclusive to the Spanish-speaking audience, of course, she was exclusive to the majority English-speaking audience.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, this became a bit of a story. A lot of different news agencies picked it up. And guess who she blames for all of this?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
She says this is all Donald Trump's fault. She said it's really sad that people can turn such a special moment into a racial war. She's the one who turned the special moment into a racial thing. She didn't need to bring up her Latina roots or anything like that.
Right.
She says it seems like this is what happened. She says, I don't think I insulted anyone by saying a few words in Spanish. She also went on to say, imagine, I think if I had made this speech 2 years ago, this kind of reaction wouldn't have happened. But Donald Trump has changed things in this country.
You know, it's what's really egregious about this is that, you know, if you are true to the at least the ideals of journalism, and I know that's a quaint notion these days, you know, you're supposed to go out there and say, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to report the facts and let the facts stand on their own. You know, Fox News has this thing, and I really embraced it when I was there, of, you know, we report and you decide. We just lay out the facts and then you decide what you think about it. And that's what journalism and its high ideal should be. And for this woman to suggest that what you should do with your vaunted journalism degree is to go after one side,
is just wholly inappropriate.
You would think, I know you're right, it is just sort of a pie in the sky pipe dream ethical thing. But if anybody's going to have any level of you know, Pollyanna, I'm a journalist and I'm going to
it's a new graduate from J school.
Just coming out of journalism school. So let's just follow this logic here, because I really do think you need a graduate's degree to understand what this woman's position is. She chose to use this commencement speech to divide her audience along cultural and political lines.
Right.
She insulted the English-speaking audience by purposely delivering comments in a language that they couldn't understand. She encouraged them to chuck out any journalistic ethics they might have to go after one political figure, Donald Trump. And then when the graduates used their voices, when they used their First Amendment rights to communicate their opposition to what she said by booing, she then blamed Donald Trump. All right. As long as we understand where Univision is on this, by the way, the network has not made any comment about her behavior. Her name is Maria Elena Salinas, and I would expect her to be one of the moderators in the presidential debate.
Yeah, you can probably. And here's the thing. Don't you know that the parents who just spent a ton of money to get their kids through college were so proud of that moment?
Well, one good thing about this, it was Cal State.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they spent a lot of money paying state taxes for many years, but ultimately, you know, wasn't that big of an investment. I can't wait to, if only my kids went to Cal State.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. Watching the District Northwest, intersection of Hay Street and 14th Street, had some problems with those signal lights. DDOT should be on the scene there. They were on their way to either direct or help fix that problem. 66 eastbound as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123. That incident had been moved to the shoulder. Here we come. 395 through Landmark, slowing again at the 14th Street Bridge. 270 heavy through Urbana and down toward the Hyattstown area. In Urbana, we have a stretch of Route 80 just west of 270, shut down at Park Mills Road. Serious crash involved an overturned car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, it's going to be really nice today. Maybe a stray shower. I mean, you know, in this time of year when the temperature starts to get warm, you know, you can always get a stray shower, but not a big chance of rain. High of 88 today. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, 88 degrees. Again, an isolated thunderstorm is possible. Saturday, abundant sunshine. Highs in the upper 80s. Woo! I like that. And on Sunday, times of sun and clouds. Highs in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is 6:16 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
You want to hear something even more outrageous than that as we continue on this media bias direction?
Oh, there's more examples of media bias? Do you have more?
There is. Exhibit B, Katie Couric.
Okay.
So Katie Couric is part of this documentary. You know, it's so funny that documentary used to mean, you know, a factual representation of a topic. But now documentaries have really become basically just political
hatchet jobs.
Yeah. And this one is no different. There's a new documentary called Under the Gun, which explores the gun culture and gun debate in America.
Right.
And I want you to listen to this snippet of this film here. I'll set the scene for you, because there is a little bit of a visual here. Katie Couric is sitting in sort of a round table focus group kind of setting. All right. And it's Katie asking the questions, and everyone sitting around in a circle are all of these Second Amendment rights advocates, gun owners, people who are trying to protect their right to bear arms and right to self-defense.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So and it's Katie taking on the machine, right?
Yeah.
Katie going up against all of these gun nuts, all right? And listen to how this is. Now, this is from the film. This is from the finished documentary. This is how this one scene goes.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
And now it's silent here. All right. The movie is still playing. All right. I want you to know 5 more seconds of it, in fact. And during that silence,
and that ominous music.
Yes.
All they do is they cut to the bewildered, silent faces of these gun nuts who don't have an answer to that brilliant, never-before-proposed question by one Katie Couric. They can't answer.
Yeah.
They're perplexed.
They look baffled.
I've never been confronted with this challenge.
Why, Katie, that's a question that I've never considered before, and I can't possibly come up with an answer.
And, of course, the implication from the filmmakers is there is no answer to that question.
Right.
Then the
documentary just moves on.
And then it moves on.
Right.
One more time, just so you can hear it.
Let me ask you another question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?
Oh, now what do we do? Oh, my gosh, you're right. Throw out the Second Amendment. All right, so...
that would look pretty damning.
Yeah. Stephen Gutowski, who's a real good blogger and reporter over at Washington Free Beacon, he has contacts with the people who participated in this documentary.
Yeah, uh-huh.
One of them was real smart. They recorded the entire question and answer session with Katie Couric on their iPhone or some device. I'm not sure what they used to record it. So would you like to hear what really happened at this moment during this focus group?
You mean that what we just heard was not a real and accurate representation of the facts as we know them?
No. Like I said, it was Katie Couric who was presenting this.
Right.
Here's what really happened.
If there are no background checks, how do you prevent... I know how you all are going to answer this, but I'm asking anyway. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun?
Well, one, if you're not in jail, you should still have
to pay. So there you got somebody right away has an answer.
Right? Well, there was no 9-second gap.
No, not in any way. But wait, there's more.
Time, you should have your rights.
Well, the fact is, we do have statutes, both at the federal and state level, that prohibit classes of people from being in possession of firearms.
Huh.
If you're under 18 in Virginia, you can't walk around with a gun. If you're an illegal immigrant, if you're
this guy seems to have a very...
Why, he seems to have facts. He seems to have a ready answer.
Already illegal. So what we're really asking about is a question of prior restraint.
Yeah, a prior restraint. Well, I don't remember the documentary saying anything about prior restraint.
In fact,
the documentary showed the gun proponent's answer to the question was...
silence.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Awkward silence.
So this story hit yesterday and caused a bit of a kerfuffle. And then the filmmakers have now reacted to it. All right. And the filmmakers said, there are a wide range of views expressed in the film. Our intention was to provide a pause for the viewer to have a moment to consider this important question before presenting facts on Americans' opinions on background checks. I never intended to make anyone look bad. And I apologize if anyone felt that way. The network that's the producers who have put on this film have said that they stand by the filmmakers' editing and creative choices. Creative. See, now that's the important word here because it's a documentary.
Well, look, I have spent in my career tens of thousands of hours in an edit room. Editing videotape. I know how you edit videotape. And the goal is always, if you have to edit for time, you don't change the meaning or the event. You may take out a little thing here to edit and make it tight, but you don't change the meaning or the event as it occurred. And this is a violation of every ethical standard that an editor should ascribe to when putting together something like this.
It's 6:22 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, I want to tell you about an amazing new tool to help you grow your retirement. It's called testyourinvestment.com. It's put together by my friend Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions. You know, he and his team test portfolios on a regular basis. And here's what they commonly see. They see high risk risk positions with returns in the low single digits. High risk, low returns. Not a good combination. Now you can earn an upfront income base bonus of 15% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income base bonus of 15% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high positions and collecting a 15% bonus along with 10% yearly. Find out more about this by calling the number 800-611-1952. Talk to the folks over at Retirement Protection Solutions. And you should also check out their website. It's a great tool. Testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
It is now 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. Once you make it through the delays through Manassas, hit it again as you approach Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to get you toward 123 where we had the incident. Should be to the shoulder now completely. Through Falls Church, heavy is eastbound stretch. Westbound, you're okay. No problems to report on 95, but again, that stop and go Stafford to Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. 270, heavy through Urbana down to Hyattstown. Urbana, still talking about you on Route 80. Still shut down just west of 270 at Park Mills Road. Serious crash involved an overturned car, and they did send a request for a medevac helicopter. Getting into Frederick, the obstacle has been the crash on 70, heading eastbound before you get to Route 40. That has now been cleared to the shoulder. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of a rain chance. Isolated shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy again. We'll stay on the hot side up near 88 degrees, about 10 above normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 6:27.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Well, we now know where the Obamas are going to be when they leave the White House, apparently. They're going to rent a place over in Kalorama. It's a modest little ditty, 8,200 square feet. It is a mansion. I'm telling you, it's a big old house. Estimated value of said home, $6.3 million. A marble foyer, a spacious backyard, wine cellar. Lovely. And by the way, here's some. I just saw this and I went, wow. house is currently owned by NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Joe Lockhart.
Uh-huh.
Remember Joe?
Sure.
Former White House press spokesman Joe Lockhart?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lockhart? Democratic operative Joe Lockhart? Man, he's done well for himself after leaving the Gov. Joe, way to go. $6.3 million. Good stuff.
Well, he married Giovanna Gray.
Oh, that's true.
Who is the Washington editor of Glamour. So, you know, that might be where the money's coming from.
The house last sold for $5.4 million in 2014. And so they're gonna live right there in Kalorama. Here's the other thing about it. It is among the whitest neighborhoods in all of the District of Columbia.
Well, that's the interesting thing. Daily Caller did a whole statistical breakdown here on it. And according to U.S. Census data, Kalorama is just 3.7% black. Now, Washington, D.C. is well over 50% black. Mm-hmm. And the Obamas have chosen not just to live in the Northwest Quadrant, which tends to be a little whiter than the rest of the city, but they've chosen to live in this specific neighborhood that is basically whites outnumber blacks 19 to 1 in the neighborhood that Barack Obama is moving to. Now, you would think, you know, hey, listen, why the first black president, he chooses his home after the White House? He's actually moving to a neighborhood that is less black than the neighborhood
he
currently lives in, in the White House. So I would like Muriel Bowser to jump in here and say, yo.
Hey, what's up?
You should come move down, live near me.
Anacostia, that's where it needs to be.
Absolutely.
629.
Your life is lived on our floors, and we take that to heart. At Lumber Liquidators, we're committed to making sure you receive the highest quality, most beautiful hardwood flooring at the lowest possible price. We call that value, and today our value is better than ever. We invite you to stop by your local Lumber Liquidators during our customer appreciation event, May 18th through May 31st. See all the latest styles and get exclusive deals on more than 400 top quality floors. Our flooring experts will help you pick the perfect floor for you. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to legal analyst Ken Kuklowski. It turns out that 11 states have filed a lawsuit against the government saying, hey, don't be telling us what to do with our bathrooms and who can use which one. We have an issue with that. And Kim will give us the details on whether or not it's a lawsuit that has merit coming up after the news. It is 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. After Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe first denied ever talking to Chinese businessman Wang Wenliang, Time Magazine now reporting McAuliffe actually invited Wang to a Democratic fundraiser at Hillary Clinton's D.C. home in 2013. Wang's donations to McAuliffe's 2013 campaign for governor at the center of an FBI and DOJ investigation. McAuliffe at first told reporters he doesn't remember ever speaking with him, then said yesterday they probably met on one or two occasions. In New York City, one dead, three injured after a shooting at a concert venue last night.
We didn't really see. It was on top where the VIP was. Everybody just started running on the bottom where we were on the floor, like where the stage is, and I got stomped out. I fell. Yeah, so it was really crazy. Everybody was just running, very scared.
Witnesses say it may have started with an argument between two groups. It happened before the rapper T.I. was set to perform. No arrests have been made. And while air travelers may be fuming about long security lines at the airport, an AP investigation finds there may be issues outside the airport.
Outside the nation's busiest airports, the AP reports someone gets over fences or through gates that guard planes and runways about every 10 days. In 2015, one woman walked onto a tarmac in San Francisco and tried to flag down a jet. JFK International in New York City had three fence jumpers. Altogether, AP learned of at least 345 perimeter security breaches at 31 major U.S. airports since 2004. Airport officials say none of the incidents have been linked to terrorism and that most intruders are caught quickly. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,851, NASDAQ at 4,894. Sports, Nats lost the rubber game to the Mets. The Cardinals visit Nats Park tonight. O's lost by one in Houston. NBA playoffs, Cavs blew out the Raptors, taking a 3-2 series lead. NHL playoffs, the San Jose Sharks, the first to reach the Stanley Cup Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays start to grow, but that's it. Nothing in the way, though. Through College Park and into Silver Spring, that outer loop topside volume. South on 95 just as you pass the ICC. And heading down toward, looks like we may have an incident before you get to 212. So that's why we're building these southbound delays. Just keep alert if you're coming southbound south of 198. On Maryland's 95, you're going to see some brake lights up ahead. Crash reported in the Calverton area as you approach 212. All right, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just a little bit of volume southbound through Laurel, through Urbana 270. It's about the volume. However, we have a serious crash on Route 80 in Urbana, just west of 270, that closes 80 in each direction at Park Mills Road. Accident involved an overturned car. For 66, we're bunched up in Manassas. And now as you come through Centerville toward 123, that incident to the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to push some showers in from the west. We'll see some sunshine with increasing clouds as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and staying warm. Up near 88, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Vienna, 55 in Silver Spring, 63 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 5.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:37 right here on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, you may have heard a little thing or two yesterday afternoon or this morning about Hillary Clinton's email problems.
Yeah.
Inspector General report was absolutely devastating for Hillary Clinton. All of it because it's clear she was trying to avoid FOIA requests with that private email server. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, he's the guy who actually submitted FOIA requests that she was trying to avoid. He'll be in studio with us talking about this. At 7:35, Stuart Varney, Fox Business Network. Why is John Kerry traveling the world trying to get foreign investment for Iran's businesses? Well, let's start with that. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN, get his take on this unraveling Hillary Clinton email story. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, according to many reports, Texas and 10 other states are now suing the Obama administration over its directive recently to U.S. public schools that suggested in a very, very strong way that transgender students should be allowed to use the bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. Joining us on the line to help us understand more about this lawsuit, whether it has any merit, is Ken Klukowski, Breitbart legal editor. I'm having a hard time today. Legal editor and good friend of this program. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so this is a pretty interesting case because here the Obama administration come out and they said, this is a letter from our Department of Education and our Department of Justice, and we're strongly suggesting that you could lose your federal funding unless you allow transgendered individuals to use whatever bathroom they want to use. And now 10 states in Texas, it's 11 states total, have come forward and said, not so fast. What's this lawsuit about, and does it have any merit?
Well, that's right. The lawsuit, more than having merit, I think the lawsuit, the argument in the lawsuit should be compelling, and that is that these states, some of them are sovereign states, some of them are the State Board of Education or Department of Education for a state. There's also some local school districts who are co-plaintiffs in the state. They're all suing because, as you said, the Obama administration sent out this letter, and the letter says that in Title IX of the Civil Rights Act, which provides funding for public schools, both elementary and secondary schools, and also colleges, regarding sex issues, you know, women's athletic facilities, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They're saying that to be eligible to receive all of these federal funds, mm-hmm. you must interpret sex to include not just biological sex, you know, that thing we've all understood for thousands of years, that we know in modern terms means that you have one of two different sets of chromosomes and that they result in certain body parts, and that when we refer to sex in the law, we're talking about that distinction between men and women. They say now you must also, that term must also include gender identity, meaning no matter what parts a human being has, they can just say, I feel like a man or I feel like a woman, and they have the right to change back and forth whenever they want.
Whenever they want.
Now, in doing so, this guidance letter went out, and then the state of North Carolina found out it wasn't quite guidance, because all of a sudden the U.S. Department of Justice filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the state of North Carolina to force them to do it. Hmm. Not only Title IX, but also Title VII, which is huge. That impacts every employer in the United States. Title VII is the reason that the corner store down from your street cannot refuse to hire someone because he's a black man. I mean, this is a big, powerful law, and they're saying that all of those triggers for all employers, almost all employers in the United States, are also triggered by this. So you finally had 11 sovereign states, led by the state of Texas here, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who said enough is enough. They filed a 10-count federal lawsuit in it. And it covers the whole range of issues, from the narrowest issue, and probably then the strongest one, being that, look, at minimum, if the federal government is going to do something of this nature, it has to, under the Administrative Procedure Act, go through a big national process called notice and comment so that these regulations go through the vetting of the full American public before they take on the force of law. You just can't send out a letter and fundamentally reinterpret federal law. And all the way from that being the most narrow issue to the idea that this violates several federal statutes to ultimately saying that this violates the 10th Amendment and 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Some of the legal issues, Brian, I think are stronger than others, but between the 10 of them, there should be some winning issues in there somewhere. And I think for me, what cinches it is in paragraph 83 of the lawsuit, they point out two federal statutes where Congress refers to sex and gender identity in the same paragraph as different things. and they said, see, this shows when Congress says sex, they mean biological sex, and any reinterpretation of federal law to say anything to the contrary is Orwellian, it is illegal, and it is unconstitutional.
Ken Klukowski, it sounds right to me, but here's the deal. The fact that the state's lawsuit, 26 states sued the Obama administration over his executive amnesty grab, and that lawsuit is now sitting at the Supreme Court. Many analysts think it might be a 4-4 split decision, which means that the decision goes down to the lower courts, and so therefore the states will prevail. But the fact that that's a 4-4 split is mind-numbing to some people who can read the plain language of the Constitution. So, given that, this thing, depending on the judge, the states could lose this thing, right? Even though it seems pretty obvious.
Larry, you make a good point regarding the immigration case. I actually believe that the immigration case, as I've said on your program before, is likely to be a unanimous victory for the states on the very narrow issue, one of the same issues as in this lawsuit. When Obama did his executive amnesty, he did it through a guidance document that reinterpreted the law. And again, I think the strongest argument in the immigration case is to say, no, you're making substantive rules that impact billions of dollars on the states of this nation, and you have to go through this formal notice and comment rulemaking process to make those federal regulations.
All right.
But even if it is 4-4, this case has been assigned to Judge O'Connor in the Northern District of Texas, who is a staunch conservative judge who is beloved by conservatives. I think this lawsuit may have some legs.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to keep a close eye on it.
A staunch conservative, beloved by many, named O'Connor.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's another? All right. Listen, thank you, Ken. Good stuff. Sharp analysis. It's 6:44.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you had triple the chance of winning a big jackpot, you might be more tempted to play it, right? Triple the chance of getting the best seat at a show. How about triple the chance of getting better, faster service? Well, that's what Snell's 777 is all about. My stand-up guys are available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. AC breaks down? We're not going to leave you hanging. And we're not, absolutely not, going to charge you extra if we come out on a Saturday or a Sunday. Why take a chance with any other company? Triple your chances of satisfaction by keeping these numbers in mind. 777. Snell will be here for you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. And hey, keep these numbers handy too. 703-450-6300. And on the web at snellheatingandair.com.
And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start 95 through Stafford to Quiet. Still normal delays. Rush hour this morning, Dale City to Woodbridge. Something to think about if you are heading up on toward the inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale. You don't want to pay to get into those express lanes because on the inner loop as you pass Braddock Road, that's where we have a crash blocking the express lanes right now. I just watched an additional fire truck roll up to the scene here. So sticking with the main lines, yes, that'll be slow leaving Springfield to get by the crash as you approach Braddock Road. Express lanes again shut down. 66 eastbound as you pass 50 to 123, that incident to the shoulder. 95 Maryland, they cleared that one as well, but we have a brief but abrupt delay. Southbound 95 as you pass the ICC, that crash again to the shoulder. Once you get beyond, heavy onto the outer loop into Silver Spring. We're with you here on 50 inside the Beltway and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just slow as you continue on to DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance to stay pretty low. Isolated showers, thunder showers around the next couple of afternoons. Otherwise, we'll see sunshine in the morning hours, clouds in the afternoon, and temperatures right around 88 degrees, not only today, but also on Friday afternoon. Big travel day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 6:47.
Looking for a great deal on vacation home property near Deep Creek Lake? Now through June 5th, come to our five model homes and get your spectacular mountain home site from just $79.9. Call 877-888-7581 or visit Discover Deep Creek.com. Brokerage services provided by GLS Realty, LLC. Broker in charge, Martha Marie Rose.
You remember this really weird video that Johnny Depp and his wife Amanda, Amber Heard did for the government of Australia because he got caught like bringing a dog in and not declaring or something? Remember this?
Australia is a wonderful island.
with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
It has to be protected.
Australia is free of many pests.
It was like a hostage video,
yeah,
right?
It was very, very awkward, right?
It was openly mocked, and Johnny Depp took on this weird...
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Declare everything. Yeah. He's like speaking like Captain Jack Sparrow. Anyway, that was weird. It was like 2 months ago, and now... and remember, Jenny Kimmel actually talked to him about this really weird video. Back 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. And did you watch it back afterwards before releasing it?
No, because I didn't want to kill myself.
He recognized how bad it was. Anyway, fast forward to yesterday, as we've now learned that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are getting divorced.
Really?
They're getting divorced. So maybe
that had anything to do with this video?
I think it did. I think the video did. Don't do a video with
the body language in this video suggests that they are not, you know, we're not in a very close couple.
They didn't seem really warm and cozy there. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, Donald Trump was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He was out in L.A. for a fundraiser, and he said that he would absolutely debate Bernie Sanders one-on-one. They'll give the money to charity, he says. Certain veterans groups were not available for comment. And then he said this.
The party generally believes that whatever you're born, that's the bathroom you use.
Well, what about you?
And what me, I say, let the states decide.
There you go. He's weighing in on the transgender story there, sort of. Also, some other news here. Big movie weekend this weekend. We got Alice Through the Looking Glass, which is the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton Disney version of that. Oh, then there's a Johnny Depp connection there. He's the Mad Hatter, remember? Anyway, but that's going up against X-Men. The new X-Men movie is out. I think, what's it called? X-Men Resurrection or something like that? Or X-Men Armageddon or X-Men We're All Gonna Die?
I'm just overwhelmed with too many superhero movies.
Well, the X-Men are awesome, though. So we got to pick between those films this weekend. So good luck with that. And you've got months now. I think you're down to like 6 weeks to prepare for Ghostbusters, the new reboot of Ghostbusters with an all-female cast.
Yeah.
But just so you know, apparently people don't want to see this movie. People are openly criticizing it on the internet. People are leaving really nasty comments on YouTube on the trailers. And if you don't want to see Ghostbusters with an all-female cast, or if you go and see it and you don't like it, you are sexist. I just want you to know that.
Oh, really?
It's important that you know that, because they're already laying the groundwork. The cast was on Ellen DeGeneres this week.
Maybe I would go because I've heard it's not very funny.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you don't think it's funny, you're also sexist because it's an all-female cast. The bottom line here is you've got to go see Ghostbusters, you've got to like it, and you've got to vote for Hillary Clinton. Otherwise, you hate women. That's the bottom line narrative we're getting. Just get with the program. 6:50 on WMAL.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lustein Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lustein will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lustein.com.
Lustein Dodge.com. The Drive and Discover event at LustinDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Ram truck, up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Summer Fun Jeep Wrangler, up to $6,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles, all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime Bumper to Bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustinDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the DC metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the DC area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
It is 6:53 now on WMAL, and it's time to check, see how your money's doing over at the news desk at CNBC. Here is Courtney Reagan.
Well, good morning. Stocks have put together a nice two-day rally with the Dow rising about 350 points. Futures point to a higher open again today. Costco says profits rose last quarter, but sales fell because high-end shoppers cut back in April. Lionsgate Entertainment's profits were cut in half because it had no big hit movies, but Orange is the New Black and other of its TV shows did help boost revenues. McDonald's is shutting down its Illinois headquarters for a second day today. McDonald's meeting with shareholders have been disrupted by protesters calling for a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Allstate is offering a policy for people who share their homes through Airbnb. Allstate's Host Advantage can be added to your current policy for about $50 a year. And 120 years ago today, Charles Dow published the first edition of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was made up of 12 purely industrial stocks. Of that dozen, only General Electric remains in the Dow. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
With it being so wet out, dirt and mud is being tracked all over our rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for more than 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with the same time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations, Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, rolling and relaying rugs. A minimum order does apply. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, a big deep breath. Things are getting a little bit worse here at the Bay Bridge and on our potential big getaway day for the long weekend. Here's the story. On the Bay Bridge right now, there's police activity. This will be on the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge, the direction heading toward the shore. And they were initially letting one of the two lanes on the bridge get by, but they've now stopped traffic. They have a car that's on the bridge unoccupied, so they're doing a check there. And so everyone being stopped even before you get to the toll plaza. So I'll definitely keep you posted. This could be a big deal if they don't get some of that resolved and those lanes open again on the Bay Bridge. Let's get you back to the Beltway, Virginia. We do have some improvement, actually, on the inner loop. In the express lanes, you can now get by. The right lane now open. Inner loop as you approach Braddock Road. On the inner loop main lines, those have been opened as well, but very slow leaving Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, a lot of sun this morning. Some clouds this afternoon and maybe a thunderstorm. You know, it's always possible this time of year with convective thunderstorms popping up, but a high of 88 tonight. A thunderstorm again is possible, but 67 for an overnight low. Not bad. Tomorrow, we have again an isolated chance of a thunderstorm, but a high of 88. And then on Saturday, abundant sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Sunday, temperatures in the mid-80s, but we'll have clear to partly cloudy skies. Currently, in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees on WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Two $20 bills, a bumper sticker, some tears, service and sacrifice. A couple of years ago, Samantha Brown was returning to her car on what she thought would be an average day. She found an envelope on her windshield. The note read, "I noticed the sticker on the back of your car. Take your hero out to dinner when he comes home. Thank you both for serving. Him deployed and you waiting." The note was signed, "United States veteran. God bless." It also had two $20 bills to cover that dinner. The sticker on Samantha's car read, "Half of my heart is in Afghanistan." Samantha posted the anonymous gift on Facebook, saying, "There are tears in my eyes. I wish I could thank whoever did this. God bless our troops and all those who stand behind them." This coming weekend is Memorial Day, a time to remember those who have died for our freedom. And thanks to that anonymous veteran for that friendly reminder about service and sacrifice. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to sit with Tom Fitton. He's of Judicial Watch and at the center of the FOIA requests over Hillary's emails. I'd love to hear what he has to say about yesterday's Inspector General report.
Also, Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network will join us. It's all straight ahead in the next hour, 7 o'clock in the nation.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.